The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Nazir has been dedicated by our good friend Haimi and Dina Dana. Hashem Yishmirem V'Hayim. V'Hatzlacha for all their children that they should be Mehunach Alpi Toratenu HaKedusha. They should grow up and they should be Zochel Torah U'Mitzvot U'L'Chupa ולמעשים טובים, ובפרט, רפואה שלמה, ומשה בן דינה, אין נא רפנה לו, בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, וגם רפואה שלמה, פנינה, בת אסתר, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ורפואתה קרבה לבוא, וכן ירסון, ונאמר אמן, וזכות המסכת נזיר יגן בעדם, אמן.
דף י"ח. Today's daf is being studied לעילוי נשמת מור זקני ביוסף בן שרה ולעילוי נשמת אברהם בן אסתר רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן אמן ורפואה שלמה שרה רוחמה בת רחל שרה בת רחל אין נרפן להם רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ורפואתם קרבה לבוא וכן ירסון ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on Yud Zayin Amud Bet, and we are actually going to start from the first one on the line is Tashema. It's about a third of the way up, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines from the bottom, starting with the words Tashema. We're basically discussing, at least here in the first sugya, one question that Rav Asher had. Rav Asher's question was a nazir that accepted his nazirut betum'ah. He accepted his nazirut in Beit HaKevarot. So his question was, ta'un giluach or lo? Does he need to shave his hair or not? What was the question? We know a regular nazir that accepted nazirut betahara, then it became tameh. So first of all, he has to recount. But he has to count 7 days first to become tahor. So the law is, before he starts his recount, he has to take a haircut. There's zinyan of tiglachat, and of course he has to bring korbanot. So the question was, a nazir that accepts nazirut betum'ah, in the Beit HaKevarot. So we said according to everybody, ben Rabbi Yohanan, ben Rish Lakish, the nazirut is hal. But everybody agrees he has to wait now 7 days. So the question is, before he starts his count, does he also have to take a haircut? Like a regular Nazir takes a haircut before he starts the recount. That is the She'ila of the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to prove that. So the Gemara starts off, Tashema. Now, just as an introduction to this Braita, we know the laws of a Metzora. Metzora is somebody that has the skin discoloration. He goes to the Kohen. The Kohen might render him in a quasi state and tell him come back in a week. He wants to see what his status is, if his status changes or not. If he comes back and he tells the, and the Kohen looks at it and says he is confirmed, that is called a halut. He's or a muhlat. He's a mitzorah that is confirmed, and therefore he has to go out of the camp. And when he starts his process back, the law is he has 7 days to have tahara process, and then he has to take a haircut. And then the haircut is because of the law of Metzora, mind you. And then, of course, he has to bring korbanot. So we're going to discuss now a situation. You have a Metzora muhlat who also happens to be a nazir. So the Gemara begins. Tashema. En li ela yeme tum'ato she'en olin lo min ha'minyan. Which means, we know that the days of Tum'ah are not counted towards his count. In the regular case of Nazir, Nazir became Tameh, right? Now he starts counting 7 days of Tahara. Those 7 days do not count to his Nazirut. Nazirut doesn't start till after. So again, Eli Ela Yemet Tum'ato She'en Olin Lon Minyan. That's a regular case of a person that was Tameh Met. Yemet Haluto Minayin. How do you know a different case? A Nazir that became a Metzora. Not Tumat Met. He became a Metzora. It's also Tameh. How do we know that his days of getting out of Mukhlat status, which is the 7 days getting out, how do you know you don't count those days towards his Nazirut? And you can't take anything for granted over here. Which means just because we said you don't count the days of Tum'at Met when he's coming out of it for Nazirut, how do you know that you don't count the days of getting out of Tzara'at? So the Gemara says, well, V'dinu. Dinu over here means a Mamatzinu. One of the ways of learning Torah is if you're able to find a law, the Torah, and you find another law that has a similarity to it. It's called the Binyan Av. You found a father, technically. You found a principle. And you see another law follows the same principle. So then we can compare them in all things. So the Gemara says, Ma Vidinu. Ma yemetum atom migaleyah mevi korban. Well, a regular Nazir that becomes Tameh, the two things that he does, he takes a haircut before he starts again, and he has to bring korbanot. Well, we know that a mitzvah muhlat also has the same properties, right? A regular mitzvah muhlat, he has to wait 7 days to be clean. He takes a haircut. Of course, that haircut is a mitzvah law. Takes a haircut, and then he brings korbanot. So we say, oh, right away we found a link. We found a connection between the laws of Nazirut and the laws of Tzara'at. Well, once we found that link, it gives us right now to connect them to all their laws. And we will connect them as follows. And just like Yemetum Ato, when the person's tamen is counting his 7 days, you don't count those days for the minyan of the zirut. So too, the days of Muhlat, 7 days of getting out of his nazirut, you're not going to count it for the minyan. So really, it's basically a mamatzinu, which means we linked them and then we connected them. Once we link them through their commonality, the commonality that they have between the two laws is, well, they're both counting, right? Counting days. They're both taking haircuts, and they're both bringing korbanot. Good. So I'll say, then just like by the Nazir, you don't count those days as part of the minyan. So to by the Musura Mukhlat, you don't count those days. If he's a Nazir, you don't count them part of the minyan. Gemara says, lo, I'll tell you not so fast. Imamar bimetum ato. Sheken mevatel behen et hakodmin. I'll tell you that. Maybe bimetum ato has a special din. You know why? Because what's the law of a person that becomes tameh during the middle of his nazirut? He nullifies all his previous days. Right? He has to start the count over again. Lefichach en olin lo min haminyan. That's why I'll be mahmir and say you can't count his days as part of the minyan. Tomar bimehaluto she'enu mevatel et hakodmin. But we have a law that says that a mitzorah, it doesn't nullify the previous days. Which means he picks up the count where he was. And therefore I could argue, lefichach, olin lo min haminyan. Which means I showed you a difference now. And the difference is that a regular nazir, I'll be mahmir, I'm going to be mahmir, why he can't count his 7 clean days as part of the minyan of nazirut? Because he has a humrah. Because his tum'ah nullified the entire nazirut. The kodmin, the days previous, fall. He has to start again from day zero, from day one. Mashaykin, a fellow that became a mitzorah, the law is, and we'll learn it later on in the masechet, that he's a nazir, he becomes a mitzorah, it's on pause. It doesn't negate the entire nazirut. So therefore, maybe I'll say you can count his days as a nazir. I can't count his days of tara, the 7 days coming out of it, which is, I showed you a difference. You tried to tell me that a regular Nazir betumat mit and a regular mitzorah is similar. I tell you, they're not similar. So the Gemara says, no. I'll tell you, Nazir b'keber. Nazir b'keber is talking about a Nazir that became a Nazir betumah. Literally, Nazir b'keber. He became a Nazir in the keber, meaning in the cemetery. She'se'aro ra'uy letaglachat. Right? Which means his hair is ra'uy to cut. En olin lo min haminyan. And we're going to make a kal v'chomer. A nazir betum'ah. That's a guy that accepted upon his nazirut in the cemetery. His hair is befitting to cut. Now we're assuming here, when is he going to cut his hair? We're assuming, and this is where our proof is, he's going to cut his hair betum'ah. Which means, at the end of his tahara 7 days, he'll have to cut his hair. In olin lo min haminyan, and still we say what? You don't count the days. Yemei haluto she'en ra'uy la taglachat. the days of halut that are not ra'oi for cutting the hair, lo kol sheken she'en olin lo min ha-minyan. Gemara is not making a kal v'chomer. By a nazir that accepted himself betum'ah. So the Gemara is saying, we know his days don't count for the minyan. The 7 days that he can't get out of the tum'ah are not part of the minyan. But we know what? He is ra'oi l'teglachat. He needs to take a haircut. Which means his nazirut mandates him to take a haircut before he starts his nazirut again. Kal v'chomer a mitzora muhlat that does not take a haircut from his nazirut. The haircut that he's taking before he starts again is because of a tzara'at. Because sheken, those days are not going to count, which means a nazir b'tuma is connected to nazirut, and still those days don't count. A mitzorah that's not connected, his haircut is not even connected to nazirut, certainly the day shouldn't count. I repeat again. A mitzorah, a nazir that became tameh. The law is saying over here, he counts 7 days to get taor, and he takes a haircut. That haircut is coming mitam what? Mitam nazirut. The nazirut mandated that haircut before he starts to count again. Stop right there, that's our proof. We've just proven now that a nazir bitum'ah needs a haircut before he starts his nazirut again. That was our original question. Does a nazir bitum'ah need a haircut before he starts the process again? We are proving from this kal v'chomer that he does. But let's speak out the kal v'chomer, because the kal v'chomer was being said to teach me a deen of mitzorah. The deen is, and if a nazir bitum'ah, that you tell me count 7 days, takes a haircut, and his haircut is mitam nazirut. What is he taking the haircut for? Because that's all over the nazir. And what? You don't count his days, those 7 days that he counted are not part of the case counting of nazir. So a mitzorah muhlat, that what? That doesn't take a haircut, which means his haircut that he's taking after the 7 days is not nazirut haircut, it's not nazirut related, which means it's a haircut that he's taking because of his mitzorah. It's like a haircut after 7 days before he brings his korban. So he's not connected to nizirut really, the mitzorah. Kol sheken, his days are not going to be counted. So the Gemara continues his proof. My love, tiglachat tum'ah. And must be we're talking about over here when we said the nazir that's tameh takes a haircut, referring to the haircut that he takes mitum'ah, which is the haircut that he takes after the 7 days when he's still tamer. So we've proven positively that a nazir bituma has to take a haircut before he starts to count again. So the Gemara says, "Lo, no proof. Tiglachat tahara." I'll tell you, it's talking about the haircut that he takes b'tahara, which means eventually this nazir bituma, after he counts the 7 clean days, okay, now he's tahor. Forget about it. We're not talking about taking a haircut over there. Maybe you don't have to take a haircut at that point. But he has to re-accept the point. Now he has to re-accept. He has to start the clock of Nazirut again. 30 days later, after the 7 days, he's going to have to take a haircut. So therefore, the Braita is coming along to say that the Nazir Betum'ah has to take a haircut Betahara. Hachenamim Mistabra. And I'll tell you, it's Mistabir to learn that we're talking about the haircut that he takes Betahara. Why? Because if you're going to tell me it's talking about the haircut that he takes, doesn't a mitzvah also need a taglachat, a haircut betum'ah? So at this point the Gemara is saying that if you wanted to tell me that it's referring to the tum'ah one, a mitzvah also takes a taglachat betum'ah. Now, granted, it's a different type of teglachat. This is teglachat from mitzorah, and this is teglachat from nizirut. So the Gemara says, you're right. Lo, teglachat de nizirut ketani. No, I'll tell you that we're talking about over here the teglachat of nizirut, which means, really, I can tell you the Braita saying like this. Look at the Tav Tosfot. Yemeh haluto. It's a question. Milo ba'ay teglachat. Besof yemeh haluto. At the end of his haluto, he needs a haircut. Kedichtiv v'chibes amteret begadav v'gilachat kol sa'aro. Avat teglachat etahara lit b'mitzora. which means a teglachat when he's tahor, he does not take. There's no such thing as teglachat of teorah by a mitzora. The gam teglachat shenias shemegaleach hanim esiflo metok tumah umegaleach shegam mimesiflo metameh adam emagad. Good, which means, if you're telling me that it's talking about the teglachat, that the nazir takes betahara, betumah, so a mitzora also takes a teglachat betumah. So therefore, they're linked, they're connected. And if you tell me they're connected, I have a proof. I'll tell you, just like Nazir does not count the days, so too a Mitzvah Mukhlat does not count the days. So the Gemara says, no, lo, teglachat tum'ah din zirut ketanim. Kedomar, le'olam emalak teglachat de tum'ah. Which is really, I'll tell you, it's talking about the haircut that he takes betum'ah, the Nazir. And still they're not connected. Because this haircut is taken betum'ah mita'am nizirut, and this haircut of the Mitzvah is taken betum'ah mita'am the Mitzvah. And therefore, even though they have a similarity, they're not similar. Because the haircuts are different haircuts, and the Tosfot speaks out. Oh, you said it also has a teglachat tum'ah. Lo teglachat de nezirut ketani. The nazir bekevra uisal teglachat mahmat neziruto. So it's the nazir that became a nazir tum'ah. His haircut is mitam nezirut. Ubimehaluto, lo ba'e teglachat de tum'ah mahmat nezirut, ila mahmat tzarahato. The haircut that the halut takes is because of the tzara'at. Therefore, I'll say his days are not going to be counted in the nezirut. So therefore, we brought a braita. We tried to prove that what? That the braita conclusively is teaching me that it's talking about nezirut, that a guy that's nazir bitum'ah will have to take a haircut before he starts the count again, and that's one way of learning, but it's not conclusive, because I could learn the cases talking about the zirut of that the haircut that he takes betahara. So since I can go either way, I have no ra'ayah from the braita, and therefore he says accordingly the braita's argument may be understood. If a person adopted the zirut while in a cemetery, the time from his declaration until his purification are not counted towards the Nizirut term, even though his current head of hair is scheduled for shaving to comply with the laws of Nizirut, which means that I can explain to you the cases talking about that eventually he's going to have to shave his hair, betara, which means he's connected to Nizirut, which means the guy's still a Nazir, eventually he's going to have to shave his hair, and still you don't count his days. So a mitzvah muhlat that the shaving of his hair is mita'am tzara'at. So therefore I'm going to tell you that kol sheken, you're not going to count his days. If this guy's connected to nezirut still with his haircut, he doesn't count the days. Kol sheken, the mitzvah that's not connected to nezirut from his haircut, because that's a mitzvah haircut, kol sheken. So if you have no ra'ayah from this brighter either way. Line continues. Tashema. We have a brighter. Okay, we have a pasuk. The pasuk is telling us over here that the mitzora, the nazir, back to nazir, nazir became tameh. V'tameh rosh nizro. Okay, the head of the nazir, whatever, the nazir became tameh. So it says, betahor shenitma hakatub medaber. This pasuk is talking about a nazir tahor that became tameh. That's how we learn in the pasuk. A regular nazir that became tameh, ketub medaber, shu'ut ta'un ha'avarat se'ar. To teach me, when he becomes tameh, he has to count 7 days, then he has to cut his hair and start again. Va'avat sipurin, he has to bring the bird, he has to bring the korbanot. Ve'liftor et ha'nazir bekever. It's coming to poter a nazir that accepted his nizrut betum'ah, she'en ta'un ha'avarat se'ar. He does not have to cut his hair. Va'avat sipurin, nor does he have to bring the birds, the korbanot. Only a nazir that accepted betahara takes the haircut and brings the birds, but not a nazir that accepted betumah. V'halo devarim kal vachomer. Uma tahor shenitma. If a guy was tahor, the nazir, and became tamid, ta'un avarat se'ar v'avat sipurin, he's got to bring the korban and he has to cut his hair. Mi shayat tamim betahira. Someone that was tamid from the onset. He should bring korbanot and cut his hair. He was tameh from the beginning. Kabbalah is not tamud omar. Vetameh rosh nizro. The pasuk says, "Bemi shaya tahor v'netma." They're learning the pasuk medaber. They're learning the pasuk when it says vetameh was somebody that was tahor first, and then what he became tameh. They're actually learning that he started his count. If he started his count, because the end of the pasuk says "Vayamim arishonim yiplu," that the earlier days will fall. So it's mashma that he had a count behind him, because he had to be betara. If he was betumah, he never had a count behind him to say that the earlier days are going to fall. So from the fact that it says "Vayamim arishonim yiplu," we have to know we're talking about a tahor guy, but a tameh guy. In the Kanameh, there's no Teglahat, there's no Sipurim. Shietona Varatzeva Sipurim. Viliftor, et the Nazir, Bekever, Shma Mina, proof positive. Next subject, which means we have proven from Pesukim the question that Rav Ashi asked a Nazir that accepted his Nazirut Betum'ah, he does not take a haircut after his 7 days. Understand exactly the case we're talking about, just so you get at least the question, the final answer of the Gemara. The Gemara's question was a basic question. Can a Nazir accept his Nazirut Betum'ah? Yes. That we established already. Does he have to be a Nazir eventually? Yes, he's actually a Nazir right now, according to everybody. He cannot drink wine right now. He cannot mitametim again. He's not allowed to take a haircut. That we agree. But he's got to count the Nazirut. But he cannot count yet because he's Tameh. So what does he have to do? Count 7 days. What are these 7 days that he's counting? Paradumah days. In order to mitahir himself from the Tumah. Very good. And what's going to happen after the 7th day? Actually, according to the Halakha, as we learned, on the 7th day, what is he going to do? That's going to already start a new count. Not a new count. A count. Of the Zirut. The question that Ashi had, before he starts that count, does he have to take a haircut? Now, why would I think he has to take a haircut? Because a regular Nazir that became Tameh has to count 7 days and take a haircut and start the Nazirut. So we're just saying, is this guy like a regular Nazir Shinitma? Or maybe not. The Gemara is concluding from Pesukim, he's not. And therefore he does not take a haircut. He just starts the new Nazirut right after his 7 days straight. Not only doesn't he bring a haircut, he does not even bring a Korban as well. That is the answer to Rav Ashi's questions. The question was, does he have to take a haircut? No, he does not take a haircut. No, does he bring a Korban. The Gemara continues. Man Tana had the Taru Rabbanan. Who was the author? New point. Who was the author of this Braita? Who's the author of this Braita? En Ben Tameh Shenazar Lenazir Taor Shenitma אלא שתמה שנזר שביעי שלו עולה לו מן המניין ונזיר טהור שנתמה אין שביעי שלו עולה לו מן המניין. It's a brighter that we saw a few times already. Now we're just looking for the author of this brighter. Let's review what the brighter said. There is a difference between a nazir tahor shenitma to a nazir that accepted his nazirut betum'ah.
Right.
The difference is, when do they restart their Nazirut? So the law is like this. A Nazir Tahor, the Torah says this clearly, has to count 7 days. Then on day 8, he brings his Kurbanot. Day 8 can be considered day 1 of the 30. Masha'en ken, unlike a Nazir that accepted his Nizirut Betum'ah, he's got to count 7 days, but day 7 is considered
day 1.
That's a chiluk between Nazir Tahor Shenitma'ah or a Nazir that accepted Betum'ah. When does the Nizirut start again? Is it on day 7
or day 8?
Or is it on day 8? That's the Braita. So we're asking now, who is the author of such a Braita? Mantana. So the Gemara says, Amar of Hizda. But does I tell you who the author is? Rabbihi. It is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Where do you see Rabbi's Shita like this? De'amar Rabbi en niziru tahara hala ela ad shemini. That says that nizirut of tahara means when he accepted the betara and became tameh, doesn't start until the 8th day. Okay. Now, who would the other Shita be? Is there another Shita that he's coming to exclude? He's telling me it's Rabbi. Who's the other rabbi that discussed this topic? Gemara says, the Itema Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudai. If you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudai, can't be. You know why? Ha'amar, he said, Nizirut de Tara Mishvi'ihu de Haila. Oh, It starts on the seventh day. So therefore, Vadai, the Braita's got to be Rabbi. Because Rabbi Yosef came along and said that you start the count on day seven. Miferush. Now the Gemara says, Mai Rabbi Umay Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Uda. Where are these Shitot mentioned? Which is that Fazda obviously had some source
somewhere
of these rabbis discussing the topic. So the Gemara is asking now, where was his source? Where was that? Where did you get this these opinions? So the Gemara is a very interesting braita, the Tanya. The Kadesh et Rosho Bayomahu. This pasuk is referring to a Nazir Tahor that became Tameh. So he has to count 7 days. Okay, then he has to, we said, to cut his hair, bring the Korbanot, etc. Correct? So it says, the Kadesh et Rosho Bayomahu. Bayom Hava'at Korbanotav. When does he become a Nazir again? So it says, Beyom Hava'at Korbanotav Devrei Rabbi. On the day that he brings his Korbanot. That's when the Kiddushah starts again of the Nazirut. What day does he bring the Korban? Day 8. Again, day haircut is 7, and Korban is day 8. So Rabbi is learning from the Pasuk that when does he become Nazir again to start the clock again? We start on the day that he brings his Korbanot, which is another way of saying day 8. No, biyom tiglahto. That pasuk is saying he becomes the nazir
on haircut day,
which is day 7. Now we got to see how they learn, but that's they're learning it from pesukim, the Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbi Yehuda. Which you get this machloket crystallized between the Rabbi and the Rabbi Yosef. Simple machloket, nazir that accepted his nazirut betahara, all agree he's got to count 7 days. All agree also that the days that he counted until now fall. He's got to start again from zero, from day one. All agree also he's got to take a haircut before he starts the process again and bring korbanot. There's no machloket on any of this stuff. The machloket is very narrow over here. On which day does day one begin of his new nazirut? Rabbi comes along and says, "Biyom Hava'at Kurbanotav," on the day that he brings his sacrifices, which we call that day 8. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, "No, that's on day 7. Biyom Tiglahat." Lord, now they had it. We learned to the Mishnah. Nazir shenitma tumot harbe. Let's do a case. You have a nazir. He became tameh in many tumot. Now, many tumot, it sounds like, he became tameh over and over again. Mm-hmm. Okay? Over and over again. Now, in a regular case of a nazir, that let's say was a nazir on the 15th day of his nazirut, right? And he became tameh in the cemetery. So we say he starts at zero again. Now, I don't care how many times he becomes tameh after that, he has to count 7 days after the final tumah and begins the process. Here we're talking about an interesting case where a fellow who's nazir became tameh several times. Eno mevi ela korban ehad. Now, we are going to give a case now where there's two tumot, but he only has to bring one korban for tumah. Now, again, the reason why this is a interesting case is because you have to show me a case where we consider it two tumot. Which is, if it's just a guy on the 15th day of his nazirut and he got tameh and he went to the cemetery again, it's the same tumah, just in one long tumah he has. You have to give me a case where you could call it two separate tumot, but even though it's two separate tumot, you're only going to bring one korban for the tumah, for both. And you'll see immediately what the case is talking. Mantana, who's the author of that Mishnah? Amar of Hezda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudai. Why? The Amar Nizirut Tahara Mishvi'i Haila. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudai says, when does the Nizirut start? Day one. Day one starts on day 7. Yet Rabbi Yosef Shita, good. On the day of his haircut, that's when he starts again. Good? Umashkahatla, you know what the case is talking? Kegon Shinitma Mishvi'i. V'hazar v'nitma b'shivi'i. He became tameh on day 7, and he became tameh again on day 7. What does that mean? Kevan de'lo yatsa sh'at re'uya lavi korban. Since he did not yet reach the day where he's out to bring the korban, because korban is on day 8, eno hayav ela korban echad. He only has, no. And the Adrabah, he has to bring only one Korban. Which means, according to Rabbi Yosef, let's look at the Tosafot. Look at Tosafot Umashkahat. Umashkahat tum'ot tarbe, kegon shenitma biyom shivi'i, vehazar venitma b'shivi'i, lesof shivi'i, ahar sheiza, v'shana, v'tabal, which means, on the seventh day, what is that guy doing? He's getting purified from Parah Adumah. They sprinkled Parah Adumah on him. You have to remember, the guy was Tameh. Get the case, boys. He was Tahor. Became Tameh. Got it 7 days. On his seventh day, he brought Parah. They sprinkled them. They did the whole process on him. Okay? Now, Kegon, I'm reading Tosfot. Kegon, Shinitma b'yom shivi'i, v'hazar v'nitma b'shivi'i, לסוף שביעי אחר שהיזה ושנה וטבל דמיד כשהיזה וטבל the second that he gets purified the seventh day חל עליו באותו יום נזירות טהרה according to Rabbi Yosef he starts already the next
cycle.
נזירות שיום שביעי היו ממניין שלושים כי נטמע ביום שביעי so now when he becomes tame on day seven כיוון דחל עליו נזירות טהרה, since already the new נזירות starts, כבר חשיב לטומאה אחריתי. That's considered already a new טומאה. That's considered another טומאה. ולא אבי כנטמא בשישי. If he would have begat טמא on day six, well, day six is considered still the one long טומאה. It's part of the old one. דאי ודאי טומאה אריכתאי. That's considered elongated טומאה. דאקתי לו על עלי נזירות טהרה, because you didn't start the new game yet, the new נזירות. מכל מקום פותר עצמו מקורבן טומאה, אחר כיוון שנטמא בשביעי. Oh, but the חידוש over here is, so what happens? The guy was טמא already. Right? How was he מוסיף טומאה על טומאתו? Came the seventh day, sprinkle them for Parah Adumah, beautiful. Once they sprinkle them according to the Bi Yosef, you're already in your new Nizirut. But keep in mind, he didn't bring his Korban yet.
Correct.
So the first Nizirut is lingering in the sense, he didn't finish Korban yet. Now, after they sprinkled them for Parah Adumah, he became Tameh again on the seventh day. So now, basically, this is considered a second Tum'ah. You know why it's a second Tum'ah? Because you started a new process already. So it's not considered just another elongated tumah that you have on you. Right. No. You have now a new tumah on you. So it's a classic case of two tumot with one korban. Right. Because since now, of course, you can't bring the korban the next day, obviously, because the guy has got to wait 7 days. But the point is, since you didn't bring the korban yet of the first one, so it was not hal on you korban yet, so you're able to, 7 days later,
bring one
korban to take care of two tumot. So that's a very specific case. It's called two tumot.
One korban.
And now you know why it's called two tumot. And we're not talking about a guy just touched the kever twice. That's not called two tumot. That's considered just elongated tumah. He did nothing. We're talking about where one process ended, which means day seven, they sprinkled them, you're over.
Some tahara.
Right, there was some tahara at that point. Nafkamina, he could start his new nizirut. So in the new nizirut, you blew it, you became tameh again. That's considered two tumot.
But you didn't
know, he didn't mean the korban yet. So Tosfot speaks out. מכל מקום פותר עצמו מקורבן טומאה, אחר כיוון שנטמא בשביעי ולא יצא שעה אחת ליום שראוי להביא קורבנות, דהיינו ביום שביעי. Which means, since you were not yet even ra'ui to bring a korban yet. Day seven is not ra'ui to bring a korban. So therefore the hayyum of korban, even if the first one was not hal technically,
right.
So it's not like you're obligated to bring this one, now you can bring another one. No. You can bring everything after the seventh. So the author of that Mishnah is who? Rabbi Yosef. Comes to Gemara and continues and says, Amar of Hezdar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudai, Da'aman izu tahara, משביעי חי לה, ומשכחת לה, which is the case, גוד שנטמא בשביעי. והיא became טמא בשביעי, וחזה ונטמא בשביעי. כיוון, דלא יצא שעה ראויה להביא קורבן, since he did not yet reach a time to bring the קורבן, which is the eighth day did not arrive yet, אינו חייב אלא קורבן, Echad. He only has to bring one korban. We could explain the language over here is that in Echad Ameh. If the guy he was tameh already on day seven. He got sprinkled. Good. Mm-hmm. Noon is Irud starts. He got Tameh right away. Since according to the BOC, he started the Noon is Irud. So therefore, and he didn't bring the Korban yet. So therefore, he'll have to wait another 7 days. But he'll only have to bring one Korban. Now, speak it out. V'chazar v'netma. Even if, let's say, on the next 7 day, they sprinkled him. Good, so he's ready now to start a third Nizirut. And then he became Tameh yet again. Since it's always before the 8th day, before the time of the Hayuf Korban, he will only have to bring one Korban. So that justifies the language of Hazar v'netma b'yom, which means the next cycle of Shvi'i. But for our purposes, the author can only be the B.O.S.A. Why? Because the Gemara comes along and says, the item are the B. Now, it's going to say it's the B. Now, what was the B Shita? The B Shita says you don't start the new cycle till day 8.
Okay.
Okay, Nazir, that's Tahor. That becomes Tameh, day 1 is on day 8. The Gemara says, Idinitma b'Shvi'i v'Hazav nitma b'Shvi'i kulu tumarich tahi. Well, if he became Tameh on the 7th day, as long as he becomes Tameh on the 7th day, he's still in his... You didn't start the new cycles. I don't care how many times it becomes Tameh on day 7. So long as it's before the 8th day, you didn't start the new clock. So that's not going to be... You cannot justify the language of the Mishnah, Tum'ot Harbeh.
Right.
That's considered just one... Exactly, it's one long Tum'ah. V'idinit ma b'shemini. And if you're Tameh, the case is talking about when the guy became Tameh on day 8, v'hazar v'nit ma b'shemini, and became Tameh as well. On day 8 again, Hare Yatzta Sha'a Shiri'uya Le'abi Korban. Which means already on day 8, there came a time
where he
was able to bring the
Korban.
And therefore, what's going to be the problem? So look at the Tosafot, the Irabi. The Amar. The Eno Matril Limnot Nizutara Adyom Shimini Kula Tuma Arichtahu Dilon Re'adain Le'atchin Nizirut. On day 7, you didn't start anything new already. That's like the guy told me on the 6th day. So maybe you'll tell me the case of where you got Tameh on the 8th day. Kevandi yatzal shashira uilavi korbenotav. Since already, once the 8th day starts, he can bring his korbanot technically.
Separate.
So now it's already, it's like he brought his korban, imagine. Now he became Tameh again, therefore he'd have to bring two Korbanot. Which means, once according to the B, you get to the 8th day, you're in a Zman, that's the Oifer Korban,
you have to bring it.
We can say that Korban's on you already. Now you become Tameh again, you gotta bring another Korban. So the Deen is not right either. Because the Deen was many Tum'ot, one Korban. Okay. Well, on day 8, it's considered many Tum'ot, but it's gonna be many Korbanot. Korban. Right. Because according to the B, the chayu of the korban is on you already. You see, according to the B.O.S.A., you did it on day 7. So you can get away with one korban because the chayu of the korban did not come on you already. But Mashiach, according to the B, Mimanafshach, day 7, you didn't start on Nuzirut. It's Tum'ah Richta. It's one Tum'ah. Day 8 is considered maybe two Tum'ot because you got Tameh again on the new cycle, but two korbanot as well. Because the chayu of the first korban was on you on day 8. So therefore, it cannot be according to... The B comes again and says, "My tama dribi." Now we just got to get the logic. Now we got to go back to the sources. How do you know that according to the B, it's day 8, and according to the B, it's day 7 that you start the new clock? It says Amar Kera. So the B says simple pasuk. V'chiper alav me'asher hata ala nefesh. V'chiper alav. That's talking about the person became tameh when he was a nazir. So v'chiper, which means he has to bring korbanot.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get kiper? You bring korbanot, right? V'adar, and then what does it say? V'kideshet rosho. V'kideshet rosho. Then you start growing your hair again. That means after you bring your korban, that's day 8, you start the count. Very simple, pesukim. V'rebi Yosef, v'rebi Yehuda, imkem ne'makra v'kideshet rosho. So you're right. If you were right, the pesuk would only have to say, like it said, Korbanot, v'kideshet rosho, I mean, after the korban, you start the hair again, but it doesn't say, there's an extra two words in the pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? Bayom hahu lamali. It says, v'kideshet rosho, on that day. Of course that day. What are we talking about? The day of the korbanot. What do you have to say? Bayom hahu. So it says, lamali, im eno enyan de shemini, tenau enyan de shivyai. I don't need the words bayom, already I'm holding by the 8th day. So why would the Torah have to go out of its way to tell me, V'kideshet rosho, meaning start to grow his hair again, on that day? Well, I know I'm on that day. What day? I'm on the 8th day already. Oh, so we have a rule. Whenever you have superfluous words, if I don't need it for itself, teach it me for Hiddush. You know what's coming to tell me? Bayomahu, that day. Meaning, he starts the Nizirut the day before. Meaning, he'll bring his Korban day 8, but the clock starts Bayomahu, the day before on day 7. So the B.O.C. learns it from the extra words Bayomahu that were unnecessary words. Comes the Gemara and says,
how's the other rabbi going to
convey it? What does the B do with the words? Amar lecha the B, ha'u la'achi u'da'ata, amar lecha, fa'pish lo evi korbenotav. It's coming to tell me that even though he did not bring his korbanot yet, bayomahu, he starts the new clock. Which is, you might have thought that the new clock of Nizru doesn't start till he actually brings his korbanot. That day. Once the day comes in the morning, you don't have to worry. I didn't bring my korban yet. Doesn't matter. You're in the time of ra'ui for korban. The clock starts again. So that's the chadush of Rabbi. Comes again, but I continues and says one more point. Rabbi Chazda, my duchke lukme, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda lukme, kegon dinitma, dehazia belel shemini, verabihi. It's coming along saying like this. Going back to that Mishnah. Let's go back to that Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about a case where the guy had two tumot on him, one korban. Right. So we said, who's the author of that Mishnah? So the Chazda came along and said, we were forced to say it's a B.O.C. And the case was talking about where the guy, seventh day, made Hazza'ah on him, got Tameh. Once he gets Tameh after Hazza'ah, it's in the new cycle already, so it's two tumot. Right. But he's only going to bring one korban. Beautiful. And we said, it can't be the B. Because if it's Rabbi, when the guy becomes Tameh on day 7, well, day 7 is nothing. Day 7, you're still in the same Nazirut. So therefore, it's one long Tumah. You got Tameh on day 8, day 8? Well, that's multiple Tumot, no question about it, because on day 8 already you start the new cycle, but it's multiple Korbanot. Because already you have to bring the Korban. So the Gemara says, hold it. We have a way to work out this Mishnah according to the B.
Oh, what's the case?
What's the case? The Gemara says the case. Give the case is my duch keluk make it a biyosim to be da. Why are you being madchik to say that right as daf the Mishnah is daf kerabi yosim to be uda? Look me. Give the case kegon shinit dinitma. Give a case where the guy became tameh dehazia belil shemini, but he became tameh on the night, the 8th day. At night, which means, let's say, Monday is the 7th day. Monday night is the 8th night, we'll call that. And Tuesday is day 8. Now, since at night, you cannot bring Korbanot.
Right.
But technically, it's you're eight. In 8. So that's a case, according to the B, where it's 2 Tumot,
right.
1 Korban. Because you can't bring a Korbanot. You didn't get to the Parashah of Korbanot. So what do you want? You say it's not going to be... So Gemara says, "Belel shemini v'rabi." Ah, so b'delom mokim la kerabi. From the fact that you didn't go that route, I can learn a hadush over here. You know, what I can learn. Lema kasabar laila lav mechusar zmanhu. A klal that even though it's laila, it's not considered lacking in time. Which means, I agree, you can't bring the korban at night, but an item that is going to happen the next day, it's on you already. Once away the night comes, it's on you already, the korban. Yeah. It's not considered mechusar zman. You're right. Halakhically, you can't bring the korban. But I'm not going to consider the night before already out of the parashat in totality. It's not considered mechusar zman. Which means when you're in the night already, we look at you, you're holding by day already. And since you're holding by day, it's like the korban is on you, and therefore it's considered two tumot, but you're going to have also
two korbanot.
That's the lot. Laila lav mechusar zmanu. That's the cloud. The way they explain that, the lashon, is you want to get the language. Yeah, if I know that the night before said maybe Buddha, although the offering can be owned by day, the time for the offering is already said to have arrived the previous night. Okay? You're not like that. You just can't bring it because it's technical. Okay? Amar Abada Barahaba. The Gemara says, name of Abada Barahaba, Habehatalia. Truth is, he says, they're interdependent on each other. Which means you want to say what? That's why, from the fact that he didn't bring it according to the B. So I'm concluding now that he must hold, Rav Chasda that is, that Laila Lav Mechusar Zemanu, therefore he couldn't learn the case where he got Tamei at night, because if he got Tamei at night in the Chalam, he'd have to bring two Korbanot, and there you go. That's why he had to Mokim the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Comes the Vada Bar Ahava, says no. Amar Vada Bar Ahava, Habe Hatalia. Which means, they are interdependent on each other. Which means like this. I Amart. Laila mechusar zeman. If you're going to say that Laila is mechusar zeman, which means at night, it's not considered yet the chiyuv of korban coming on you. Emat mechzi le korban. So when already are you ra'ui to bring the korban? Litzafra. You cannot bring the korban until the morning. Nizirut nameh lo haila ad safra. So I'm going to tell you the nizirut also, the count, also doesn't start till the morning. V'i amat laila enu mechusar zeman. And if you say what? That no, the laila already is not mechusar, which is already in the korban factor. Nizirut tara highly mehurta. The nizirut also is going to start at night, which means Rav Chasda is coming along to say both of these things are interdependent. Whenever you're going to say the korban starts, that's when the nizirut starts. And if the korban doesn't start, the nizirut doesn't start. Meaning, if you're going to tell me laila mechusar zman, you're at night, you can't bring the korban till the next day, it's mechusar zman, there's no chiyuv on your korban, it's nothing, so you know what? The nizirut is not on you at that point either, by the way. Mm-hmm. And therefore, when is the nizirut going to be starting on the guy? It's going to start in the morning, which means,
that's a big thing.
Just became tameh in 7 days.
If he became tameh at night, right? Since he's still in his nazir, since he's still old nazir, he didn't. The new nizirut doesn't click until the next morning. It's still considered nizirut arukah, which means you wanted to say from the fact that you didn't bring me to be, so must be to be. Says what? Laila is considered mechusar lavzman lav mechusar zman. So I can tell you no. I can tell you really, Rabbi holds Laila is considered mechusar zeman, which means what? That really on at the night, you're not shayak to bring the korban. Oh, so if you're not shayak to bring korban, that's the case. So then, why don't you give me the case where he became tamei at night? So I'm telling you, he became tamei at night. Since he started the new round, so it's a new tumah, but one korban. Right. No, I'll tell you, he didn't start the new round even. Because if you tell me Laila is mechusar zeman, since you're not in the subject of korban yet, your new nizirut doesn't also, which means which means when you're viable for the korban, the new nizirut starts. So you can't, your whole argument, I'm going to say one more time just to be clear. You're telling me the whole point, Rav Chasda, is what we thought. How come you didn't bring it like Rabbi, this Mishnah? And say what? That's so beautiful. The guy got Tameh at night. The second time, he got Tameh at night. Oh, but since already he's in the 8th,
the night of the 8th.
Monday night, we said. Right. So you start the new Nizirut. So it's considered a
new count.
So it's considered two tum'ot. Beautiful.
The Korban wasn't brought
but
yet.
The Korban, we're saying Laila. And I'll say Laila. I would say Laila mechusar zeman. Therefore, since you're not shayach to the korban yet, so beautiful. So they will bring one korban. Ilaf. In the fact, you didn't say that. Must be Rabbi holds Laila's lavs mechusar zeman, which means once the night comes, you're in the korban parasha already. So you're in the korban parasha already. So therefore, you have to bring two korbanot. Good. So the Gemara says, no, ra'ayah. I can tell you really the beholds, really, Laila mechusar zeman. And still I couldn't say the case like that. Because if I hold Laila mechusar zeman, I didn't start the Qurban yet, I also didn't start my new nizirut yet. And therefore the nizirut's not going to start also till the next day when the time of the Qurban starts. Then what are you going to tell me? The guy became tamei again at night? So what? Still elongated nizirut. It's still on the last tally. And therefore, no ra'ayah. You tried to bring it to Ayaf. And the fact that you didn't mukim like Rabbi must be holds that what? Laila is considered love mechusar zeman. And there was okay, the Qurban is in the game. So therefore, you hayav the Qurban already. So even if you've got another tumah, you have to bring two Qurbanot because you already hayav the first Qurban. No, I'll tell you, really, I'll tell you, Laila is mechusar. You're not in the Qurban yet.
Right.
Oh, but you know why I can't be like him? Because you're not in the Nizirut yet either. Because if you're not in the Qurban yet, you're not in the Nizirut yet, because the news doesn't start the next day either. So therefore, it's considered one long Nizirut. Therefore, you don't have a case of two Tumot with one Qurban.